Tin and I had exchanged emails in the spring. I'd sent her a poem of mine, and she really had liked it, and I'd promised her that when I got my new book, I'd come over and read it to her. I never got to do that. So I'm going to read a poem for her now, if I can get through it. I have the poems in this book that are about death, but I want to read some poems that are about sort of the mystical beauty of what may be after death. And it's something I believe in. So these are poems of celebration, not poems of tragedy. And so this is for Tina. This is called Citizen of Nowhere. I came here as one comes to all good places, through catastrophe. When the funnel first bore down on me, I went mad with fear. The sky that afternoon was the color of green glass rippled with smoke. Thanks. I remember the wind picking me up and hurling me across the yard. The rest is vague. All I know is that I woke in a place where the sun refuses to stop shining. In front of my cottage is a field of poppies. For 3 days now at dusk, I've seen a woman moving across the sky in a glass globe. And then I want to read one more poem for Tina. And this is called Ex Voto. Ex Votos are little paintings that people put up in churches, particularly in Latin America, to pray for intercession or to fulfill promises. And this is just sort of a beautiful kind of vision of another world for Tina. At dusk, beyond the vineyards and lilacs, on the far purple-flecked horizon, a narrow path winds through a grove of chestnut trees. Everything smells of crushed plums and Chianti, as if some pagan goddess is eternally feasting, eternally braiding violets into her hair. Now night is arriving from the east, and the winds are rising, trailing outrider clouds that tremble between mauve and orchid. On the path between the lilacs and the violet-drenched night, three women approach, carrying lanterns that burn like gentian.
I'm Beverly Smith Miller, and I'm here to appreciate Tina. I met her in Berkeley High School back in 1957. I met her, and she was a brilliant student. And everyone there knew that she was Mr. Loney's daughter. Okay, I didn't see Tina again until 1996, when she helped to interview the new principal in Vallejo City Unified School District at Beverly Hills School. We had to go through a rigorous interview where they put us through kind of a role play situation, and Tina was part of that, and she was an excellent actress. She was one of the teachers, and then she was one of the parents, and they were asking me, well, what are you going to do about this, and what are you going to do about that? And I was supposed to come up with an answer. And she was fabulous while she was doing it. She never got out of her part, never. So I was fortunate to be chosen the principal at Beverly Hills School, and I feel that is due to her, and I just felt I had died and gone to heaven at that school. It was just such a wonderful place to be with her there. She's such a creative and original, exemplary teacher, and everyone was wanting to be in her classroom. On the first day of school, I said to Tina, Tina, we have to talk. And she said, why? You just got here. Why do we have to talk? I said, I know you. I know you from Berkeley High. She said, you're kidding. I said, no, and I showed her the pod picture. I think I have it back on the table there, where you sign in. You can see a picture of her when she was a teenager. And I just wanted to say I love and appreciate Tina, and thank you, Tina, for being in my life.
I kind of want to follow up on that, because when Dr. Smith Miller was chosen for our school site, we had just experienced about 8 years of a really horrible administrator, and the staff came together and got the administrator out. It was kind of unheard of, and Tina was right in the middle of all that. So I have a two other colleagues who were part of that team couldn't make it here today, so they wrote something to talk about that. Of course, I can't see it. So. As we thought of teaching with Tina, one of our favorite memories was when we joined forces with our colleagues and launched a campaign to replace a very destructive school principal who had serious control issues. Tina was one of four at our first strategy meeting that was held secretly off campus. Eventually, the entire teaching staff band together and participated in carefully designed actions to turn our school around. At one point during the period, we were all at a staff meeting and the principal at once began berating a fellow teacher, and that teacher was me. I was one of her favorite whipping boys. We all stood up in unison without saying a word and turned towards the door and walked out. The principal was horrified. She yelled out, "Tina, sit down!" I guess you can imagine Tina's response, right? Tina stood up and very firmly said, "I will not." As she continued to walk out the door, we laughed about that for months. We laughed so hard we cried. Eventually, Tina was a member on the interview team who was responsible for selecting a new principal, Dr. Beverly Smith Miller, a dynamic leader, and I have to say that was true. At the time, more than 10 years ago, she helped us turn an extremely negative workplace into a stimulating, healthy environment where everyone thrived. It was a wonderful time. We will never forget Tina's smile, her laugh, and the tremendous contribution she made empowering hundreds of students over the years. We are all better for knowing her. She will be missed. And that's from her colleagues. This is from me. I knew Tina on two levels, one professionally and one personally. Professionally, I have to say that Tina was a teacher's teacher. She's someone who mastered her craft. And what I mean by that is because teaching, you can't master teaching. But as Roshi Suzuki says, or said, let's see, I have to remember what it is. One must keep a beginner's mind. And Tina always kept a beginner's mind. He says, in the expert's mind, there are few possibilities. In the beginner's mind, there are many. Tina had a beginner's mind just about with everything she did. She brought herself to it. There's a picture that Eric put on the memorial page that has her in a classroom, and that is so Tina. I mean, just the intensity of Tina's stare. She's sitting there on this table with all this stuff around her. She's got her mala on her left arm, which I gave her, which is really, I felt really honored by that. Her cranes on her wall. And she's sitting there staring at, looking at you. Because that's the way she approached her students. You know, she says, "I'm here. Are you going to be here? And what do you have to say?" And working with Tina, boy, I learned so much. And I learned a lot about myself. And so then I go into my friend. And I was really afraid of Tina when I first met her. I mean, I really was. I didn't say a whole lot around her, but I knew she was somebody I needed to know. And I thought that she would just cut me off. You know, her mind was so, she had such a brilliant mind that I thought anything I would say would just be stupid. But what I found out from Tina was that smart people aren't arrogant. That they use their intelligence to encourage other people to explore theirs. And I never felt that Tina laughed at me. I always felt that she laughed with me. I always felt that she encouraged me to be the best teacher I could be, the best human being I could be, the best human I can be. And it really meant a lot to me. Since her passing, I've just been struck numb. I've sat down and tried to write something sensible to say, and it all sounds trite to me. So I'm just speaking from my heart. And Tina always, when she came, she always had this thing of saying, "Geez, Brownlow." I'm going to really miss that. In fact, Tina and I found that we have a lot of connections. Where her father worked, he worked with my mother. So, I mean, we discovered that later on through a series of things. But I have to say, Tina is somebody that I have words for. I just will really, really miss her. And finally, I really want to thank Eric and Tiffany and Sabra for allowing me to be part of her passing. They were very, very kind to me and allowed me to be with Tina as much as I could be. It really meant a lot to me, and I really thank you for that. So anyway, thank you.